T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are talking Blue Jays. Brian Koziel from WGR joining us live. Brian was inside Salem Field for the Blue Jays' first game last night. It had to be a game unlike any other, a strange experience sitting in the stands, not as a fan, but as media. But you're there because everyone's socially distant and seeing a ballpark unlike you've ever seen it before.
Definitely the most weirdest sporting event that I've been a part of. I mean, never before having to walk in with taking my temperature check and the press spread out in not even a press box, in an open air section of the stadium. And then maybe the weirdest moment, when the crowd noise was pumped in when the game started and the stadium's virtually empty, to wrap your brain around thinking, you know, where, why is this sounding the way it's sounding? It was definitely a weird scene, but it ended kind of like we've seen with sports in the end, a happy ending with a team cheering at the end, which ended up being a good thing for the home squad, the Blue Jays winning.
Was the crowd noise, like, appropriate?
You know what? For the first inning or two, Susan, I thought I couldn't get over it, because you're looking at an empty place, and where we were sitting under the overhang, the press was in section, for those that know the ballpark well, like section 100 right behind the plate, but we were all the way up, all the way underneath the overhang. It sounded so echoey and kind of like almost like you're in an elevator. But after a while, I would say maybe like halfway through the game, you started to get used to it. And the Blue Jays staff thought of everything. Kudos to them. They, when the Blue Jays would make a good play, the crowd noise would actually turn into a cheer. If one time they actually almost hit a home run, it went foul, and they kind of gave like an oh sound. All the normal sounds, the organ sounds, the player introduction, the PA, the music that you'd hear at a game at Rogers Center in Toronto, they had that all there. So they were trying to make it feel as if it was a home game as much as possible.
You might not know this, and I don't know how many people care, but I really do. Do you know who runs the fake fans that are in the game? Because that's always been my dream job. I want to be the guy on the fake fan board.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'll have to, maybe tonight when I go back, I'll do some digging for you, Brian. I'll see if maybe that can be a future job to do at some point.
You know, the cutouts, you couldn't miss Governor Cuomo behind home plate. Are they going to be there in the same positions for the full 25 games that they're here, or will they rotate those cutouts?
I think they're going to sit where they are. They look like they put a good effort to put those together, and they fill up quite a good section. I'd say maybe there's probably four or five of them across the home plate area between the two dugouts. It's pretty much all filled with cutouts, and I know you could see Governor Cuomo from behind the plate. And even in the section where we were able to walk up to our press seating area, there are, I guess you'd say, you know, if you follow the Bisons or you follow the Blue Jays or Buffalo area, there would be other faces that you might recognize. So they have some well-known Bisons fans, some people from the Baseball Hall of Fame here in Buffalo, some other dignitaries involved with the Blue Jays organization. So it wasn't even just that front row on TV. They really thought about it well. And then some other fans just purchased one so that they could be there as well, and they raised money that way too.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Now, we all saw the pictures before the game of what transformed inside the park. You know, some of the areas the fans don't really get to see. But from what we did see on TV, what really stood out to you? I noticed definitely the lights and the blue wall, the new color for the outfield wall popped for me. Was it the same for you? What are some of the other things?
Yeah, the blue wall is definitely the most noticeable. The Bisons had a green wall, which actually was fairly new. They replaced it just a few seasons ago, and it looked good. But now it's a bright blue Blue Jays wall across For those that go to a lot of Bison's games, you might remember in the right by the foul pole, they normally have the standing Buffalo logo with the 325 saying it's 325 feet. That was replaced with a red maple leaf with the 325 in it. And then all the sponsors that you'd normally see at Rogers Center were there on that outfield wall. The blue wall popped. The field looked tremendous. They actually ripped up the entire infield and all the foul ball area around the dugout, replaced that. The outfield, they didn't rip up, but they did some work on it. I haven't seen the field look better. The players and the Blue Jays manager last night in the post-game comments or interviews really talked about how they, for those that had played there as Bisons, that they really, really noticed a difference in the lighting. When they upgraded that, they did not change the light pole structures, but they did change all the bulbs. So the players that even had played there last season with the Bisons, which are quite a few of them, they said they noticed that right away, that as soon as it got darker, they noticed that last night when they went out, and definitely on Monday night when they were there kind of warming up to at night, they went out at nighttime to check it out. They said the lighting was the biggest upgrade that they noticed in terms of just within the stadium itself.
Yeah, and it looked good on TV too. Had to be kind of weird for you. I mean, it was for me to watch and see like the Canadian sponsors that you mentioned, like Sobeys, and here you're at Salem Field in Buffalo and you're seeing Sobeys and Toys R Us and Babies R Us, right?
Yeah, well, even within the ballpark, in the press box, they announce things as the game was going on to help give you information. And when they announced first pitch, they said opening, first pitch time, 6:41, temperature, it was 28 Celsius. So they announced it in Celsius. And then all the little stickers in the press box where we were telling us to remind ourselves about social distancing, it said 2 meters, and then in parentheses it said 6 feet. And, we're obviously always used to saying 6 feet, so that was weird seeing all that. But just reminders that, yes, this is the Toronto Blue Jays and the Canadian conversions and things like that. All of us, too, when we showed up to our press seating area, they were all spaced out, plenty of space in between us. We all had a Blue Jays media guide, but in addition to that, the other two, I guess you'd call them little presents we got, a bottle of hand sanitizer and a can of Lysol wipes.
How about that? Hey, those are hard to come by, so make sure you save those. I'm wondering, whether it's the blue wall. Obviously, we know that the lighting, some of that's staying, the new turf infield, or I even saw what they did with the scoreboard and kind of, blacking out the bottom half just to give the batters a better view. How many of these things do you think that the Bisons are looking at right now and saying, yeah, like to keep that. Do you see next year at the ballpark looking very different?
Yeah, I was asking some Bisons people about that. So obviously the grass and the infield, like that's going to stay. So they're going to get an upgraded field. The lights are going to stay. So upgraded lighting. So that's a good thing. A lot of the signage that you see that they've turned into Blue Jays, the Bisons themselves, they said they're going to try to see if they can maybe incorporate some of that as they are the affiliate. But a lot of it will have to go back to Bison signage. The majority of it outside of the ballpark, like they have a lot of Blue Jays flags hanging, where normally they have Bison's flags hanging. I was listening to them say that, maybe they might incorporate like a mix of that. The scoreboard itself, as you said, like at the top, normally it says home of the Bisons. They've replaced that with a big Blue Jay logo. I would assume that they'll take that back. The walls themselves, I'm sure they'll have to put those green walls back up because the Bisons, of course, have their own set of sponsors. And Susan, like you said, they wouldn't have the Canadian companies necessarily sponsored. So I'm sure the wall will probably go back to the green-colored padding that they had before. But some of the upgrades they've made underneath the ballpark in the locker room areas and things like that, they're hoping that some of that could stay. They've put in new carpeting, new signage. Some of them are just like peel-on sticker stuff that they put over Bison's things that they'll just be able to peel off. So that'll be an easier change for them down the road. But yes, one positive from this is that the Bisons will benefit from the Blue Jays paying for some upgrades to the ballpark.
Right. And now you tweeted some pictures last night of fans along the thruway trying to sneak a peek. There weren't that many, but what kind of a view do you think they had?
I don't even know if they were even able to see the ball or players. But yeah, they were on the 190 ramp and on the far side of it, so on the other side away from the ballpark, and I mean, I guess you'd say, very close to the traffic where people are kind of getting ready to go on the ramp. At one point I tried to see if I could count just looking through binoculars, and I was saying maybe 30, 35 people were out there. Buffalo police were there actually twice. The second time they came around the fourth inning, it looked like they dispersed the crowd. It didn't seem like there was any issue. I'm sure they were just saying as a safety precaution, like, look, you can't be here. After the police left, I would say maybe a dozen or so remained to watch some more innings afterwards. But the other spots that I know fans were thinking about, hey, can I sneak a peek? Normally in that area right by the scoreboard out by the sidewalk that's close to the stadium, you can stand there and see in. They had a really high fence put up there, so you couldn't stand there. And then I know a lot of people talked about that parking ramp that's behind right field. They put some sort of black, I don't know if it's fencing or covering, in the gaps in between the levels of the ramp, so you wouldn't be able to park there and see in there. If you parked, you know, there would be no vantage point at all. So I don't know. We'll see if maybe there's a barrier out there on the ramp tonight, but it's on the opposite side of the street. So maybe for those that are looking to catch a glimpse, that could be your spot for you there.
Hey, well, a lot of people looking for that. Who knows? Maybe it'll be closed off by the time first pitch happens tonight. Brian, thanks for joining us. Definitely cool to see last night. That's Brian Koziel with WGR. He was at the game at Salem Field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.